Depends on if it's new ground, you know, or what.
New ground, do you mean that land has just been cleared?
Yeah, land hadn't been farmed very much. You know, maybe, you know, it hadn't been cleared very long. Mm-hmm. But then once you call it the new ground, it's always the new ground. You know what I mean?
Right.
You clear 40 acres off over in the back, that's new ground, and hell, it'll probably be new ground of the day you die, you know,
right.
Going over to the new ground.
Right. Okay. And the thing that the wheels of the wagon fit onto?
The axle.
Okay. And the wood frame that carpenters use?
Sawhorse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And one that's X-shaped.
I don't know. It's a yoke, I guess.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
I haven't heard of sawbuck or wood rack.
Nah.
Okay. And on your hair, you use a
comb or a brush.
Right. You say you're going to.
I'm going to brush my hair. Yeah.
And the thing on the barber's chair that you sharpen the razor.
That's a razor strap. Right.
And the thing that we were going around with about the tape thing. All
that. Oh, it's just a tape. You mean like, you know, tape cartridge?
Right.
I don't use that, eh? You know. Cartridge, I don't know why, but cartridge. In that sense, reminds me more of the cassette type, you know, because it looks like, you know, the cassette type of cartridge, you know, where the other is just a tape.
Yeah,
they're all cartridges, but it's, you know, it's what you get used to talking about, I guess. Tape is a tape, you know, adhesive tape, scotch tape, you know, tapeworm, I don't know.
Okay, we're back where we were before we discovered.
Yeah.
Something that you played on when you were a kid, one kid got one in, one 11, did like so.
Seesaw.
Yeah, you said you were doing that.
I'm seesawing. Yeah, I teeter-totter to me was something that you might do while you're on a porch where your pants unzipped, you know. Teeter-totter? Damn.
Okay. What about one that went around?
That was a merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called Flying Jenny?
Well, not really. A Flying Jenny, I always thought, of course, that was back in the days before me, but a Flying Jenny, I thought, tilted a little bit when you did that, you know.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah, it still went around, you know, rotation, but it tilted, you know. Which gave it an effect of flying, you know, if the guy was heavy, you know, and you could put like a wedge in, you know, on one side or something, you know, and whenever you got to that spot, boom, you know, it'd bounce you a little bit.
Right.
Make you feel like you're flying.
Okay. You ever heard of a board, a limber board, that's anchored at both ends, you could jump up down the middle?
Yeah, we used to do that across the pond, you know, but I don't reckon we had any name for it.
Like a jump board?
No.
Okay.
A jump board is what I called a diving board until I went to my first concrete pool, you know.
Okay.
I knew a guy once that got thrown out of a hotel for wetting in the pool. And they're a real country like this, you know, they're supposed to stay down there about Monday, you know, and they come back on Sunday. And this guy asked him, said, Willard, why did you come back so soon? And he said, because Sissy over here got thrown out for wetting in the pool. And he said, wetting in the pool? And he said, yeah, man, but everybody wets in the pool. Why'd you get thrown out for that? He said, yeah, but hell, everybody don't do it from the high dive, you know what I mean?
No class at all.
Yeah, right. Oh, anyway, you know. So that was a jump board to me. Jump board was a diving board.
Okay. What about a thing suspended from the limb of a tree with a seat?
No, that's a swing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If a person had a coal-burning stove, what about a container he might keep next to it with coal in it? What would you call that?
I don't know.
You ever heard of coal scuttle?
No, scuttle, no. A coal bucket, yeah, I mean, you know. But you had an ashy bucket that you put your ashes in. Well, you know, I don't know where you get all this stuff, you know.
Okay. What about the pipe that runs out the back of the stove? What would you call that?
Stove pipe.
Mm-hmm. What does that go into?
Well, it usually goes into the wall, which connects with another pipe, an elbow, you know, and goes straight up through the ceiling, you know.
What's the
flue? Kind of like a damper.
What the hell is
that? No, a flue, you know, it's where it goes out. The damper is a little, if you've ever seen one about, you know, halfway up the stovepipe, there's a damper. There's a little doomajigger sticking out there that looks like that might be a screwdriver with a funny looking wiry head on it. And you can turn it, see, and close it off. In other words, cut the supply of suction off, the oxygen off, so that you can keep the heat down, you know what I mean? To build the fire up low, and then you can let it out like that, you know. Kind of like on top of your barbecue grill, you got a little thing you slide back and forth, you know, it works the same principle.
Mm. Okay. Something that you would use in yard work that has two handles to pick up on and one wheel out front. I put a sack of concrete or something in it.